It's Monday, October 7th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Linus Mochila, the deputy president of the All People's Party, asserts that the party is very much alive, countering circulating rumors of its demise. He made these comments during the party's manifesto launch on Saturday in Rundu. Meanwhile, the Popular Democratic Movement conducted its electoral college at the Gateway Center in Windhoek. Here's the party's Maniel Garingombe.
It was very long exercise, a lot of discussions, a lot of looking at how the procedure of the election would be. At the end of the day, we participated in the elections, and today Lepa Referenda and his team was busy doing the counting of votes and so forth, and I believe that we'll receive the results, and maybe we'll also be able to announce.
Meanwhile, the Republican Party's Hank Mudge is set to lead the party on the ballot for this year's elections. Political analyst Raquel Andreas offered her comment.
What is intriguing to me is, you know, the concept of succession planning. Across the board, in all political parties, it seems that it does not exist. You know, because you would think they should have had other options by now. But clearly, it looks like there is no succession planning. If that's the best they have, then that's the best they have. And I wish them all the best in November.
In response to the significant drought impacting Windhoek, the city's municipal council is putting in place temporary measures to limit irrigation in public gardens and green spaces. The city's Sili Kapolo provided further details.
Existing trees and shrubs will receive water once a week. Flowers will be hand-watered twice a week. As a result of these restrictions, residents may notice changes in our city gardens and green spaces. However, this is important to ensure that we prioritize water for critical needs only, such as drinking and sanitation.
In South Africa, the DA has welcomed the Johannesburg High Court's dismissal of the MK Party's bid to postpone this week's Judicial Service Commission interviews. This follows a Western Cape High Court interdict preventing impeached former Judge President John Tlope from participating in the JSC process. The DA's Karabo Kakao hails the ruling as a victory for judicial integrity, ensuring judges' selection remains free from interference.
The Democratic Alliance remains resolute in defending the independence of the judiciary, and we maintain that allowing individuals like Dr. Tlope, who have been impeached, to influence the selection of future judges would pose a grave threat to the public's trust in our legal system and the rule of law.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has begun administering mpox vaccines, starting with medical staff before extending it to the public next week, indicates Deutsche Welle. The country has recorded nearly 1,000 deaths and over 30,000 mpox cases amid an outbreak that has spread to 16 neighboring countries. The World Health Organization reported that 70% of the 988 deaths across Africa were children under 5. The European Union has sent its first batch of vaccines to support the campaign. Dock workers in the United States are back at work after their union reached a tentative agreement over wages. Strikes have brought ship traffic in East Coast harbors to a standstill, with fears mounting over the impact the industrial action could have on the U.S. economy. From New York, Sally Patterson has the report.
The tentative agreement will increase workers' wages by 62% over 6 years. Now, that's not as high as the 77% the union was demanding, but it's significantly higher than the 50% initially on offer. Negotiations are still ongoing over automation, with the deadline of January 15th to agree a new contract. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.